All right, so we'll say good morning. Let's begin. So we left off yesterday on page Kuf Chof Dalet. Lochim. So let's actually begin by that paragraph of Atzarech L'Da'as She'ava B'Gimatria Echad. Actually, let's start the next paragraph. Lochim. Sorry. So we'll say, similar, we spoke about yesterday the idea that the Mechaber was positing that the koach that ultimately keeps the world together, the koach in which the world is built on, and the koach ultimately that unifies us internally as well, is the koach of ahava, the koach of love. So the Mechaber writes, Lachin, kasher, so now that we understand that love is not just simply a nice emotion, but that love is actually the glue that ultimately keeps the world together, which Olam Chesed Yibane means, well, speaking with Yanki about this after davening yesterday a little bit, that Olam Chesed Yibane representing the idea that the world was built on the entire foundation stone of giving, that love is built into the very fabric of the universe. And that ultimately, that's what even the Mechaber was saying, that's what keeps my hands, my feet, my internal organs, my external organs, everything wrapped together, is this koach ha'achdus, this koach ha'ma'achid of ahava. Lachin, and also this is a very profound piece, lachin kasher ha'adam nimtza ba'olam. Therefore, when a person finds himself in the world, v'lo margish shu'ad moso, and he doesn't feel that anyone loves him, chaser lo es etzem ha'chiyus shalo. That's why I must say one of the most difficult things in life is when a person doesn't feel loved. There's something missing from his very existence. Ilu yitzuyar shaha adam haya magia lematzav nafshi shaya batuach b'meas ha'achuzim she'in af echad ba'olam sho'ev oso klav. We'll say, you know, if a person would really believe for a moment that no one loves him, if a person were to get to the point of where he actually believes that absolutely no one in this world loves him, he's 100% sure that no one loves him, who haya meis b'makom. The Mechaber says he dropped dead. He dropped dead. Why? Because a person can't live without love in this world. Ela she'im kazeh ben adam. But the truth is, there's no one like that in this world. Meaning, everyone is loved by someone. Kol adam margish be'eza shaviv shanakuda she'yesh mishu sho'ev oso. Everyone has someone in their life who loves them even just a little bit. Him who miskein gadol, gam az yesh lo eizen nekuda benefesh, shemirov shu miskein anoshim rachmim alav, even if someone is a miskein, even if someone is a exceptionally difficult individual, and generally people tend to stay away from difficult people, even in a case like that, people feel bad for the miskein. So people love him because they realize, oh, he's got this mita, he's got this trait, he's got this issue. So people feel bad for him, but ultimately people still love him. Dog him low. They worry about him. V'ohev him also. They love him. About ilu yitzuyar sha'adam hayachai. Afilu shnia achos b'hargosha sha'atecha ba'olo ohev also. But if a person were to live with the feeling, with the mindset, even for just a moment, that mamish, no one in the world loves him, miad hayames, he literally would drop dead. Ki etzem hachius shala adam hi ahava, because the essence of man's existence, the etzem hachius, the essence of man's life force, is the power of love. Also, this is such a profound yisod, because we know this: the greatest pain in life comes when people don't feel loved. It's not because people aren't successful in their careers. It's not because people don't make enough money. It's not because people struggle with health issues. Those are all compounding issues that we all struggle with. But lamaisa, the greatest pain in life is when people feel rejected, when people don't feel loved. And the Mechaber is explaining that is because being loved is not just simply something nice, but being loved is a very part of the fabric of our life force. Mikan nova'as ha'uvdo. From here. From Mikano Basa Obdo, Shika Ashera Adam Im Makabala Sa'ava, Imze Miben Obas, Imze Miben Obasuk, Omechaverim Krovim, Hupaguama Od. That's why we know that when a person doesn't receive love, whether it's that a person doesn't receive love from a spouse, or a person doesn't receive love from close friends, Hupaguama Od. Paguama Od means what? He's wounded. He's wounded. When someone doesn't feel love, they feel wounded. Because literally he is missing some of his very life force. Top of Kuf Chaf Hei. Chaim ba'olam shechaseru ba'ava. So the question is, how do you live in a world which is lacking love? And I will say, this is a very profound, as you've seen already with the Sefer, what often happens is the Mechaber will introduce concepts, go on a little bit of a journey. I'm not going to call it a tangent. I'm going to call it a journey because it's not a tangent, it's not extraneous, and then we'll loop it back. So now, again, remember, the theme that we're still developing is how to identify primarily with the neshama. And also as a secondary goof, but primarily as a soul. So we're not off that topic. We've just gone on a little bit of a, we've had to pull onto a different road to really concretize that idea. So look at this next paragraph. So we'll say, now the Mechaber says, so now we have to spend a few moments thinking about how does a person deal with a situation where he is not receiving love? I don't feel loved. I don't feel the love. So tell me, so how am I supposed to do? So now you're telling me, Ava is part of the Etzem Achius. Ava is part of the very lifeblood of existence. So what do I do in a circumstance when I don't feel loved? Kishu Mekabel, when I feel like I'm receiving love, L'chora HaKol B'Seder, everything in life is good. Ava Kasher Adamar Yishe Chaser Lo Ava, when a person feels that love is lacking, O L'fisha Tfisoso, who came at lo mekabel klal, or sometimes even a little bit of love, so to speak, is not enough. It's not enough. So even when a person feels that I'm receiving, but I'm not receiving enough, oshu mekabel bekamos sheino espekes, or I receive, but it's simply not enough. In the quantity is not enough. Ma alav lasos mematzav kazeh. So I'll say, now that we've established that love is important, that love is a cornerstone to universal and personal existence, I need to receive it. What do I do if I don't? What do I do if I don't? So we'll say, you would say, remember, the Mechaber gave us a strategy earlier for how to deal with negative circumstances. You remember, what was the strategy? Sheyichye ba'olam shel halevad. Remember again, right there, man has two new parts of his personality. There's social man, and there's private man. I used a different word, not private. What word did I use? Solitude man. Thank you. Saeed, it's pretty good. I was expecting the natural English speakers to come up with this a little bit faster. All right, good. All right, so private, so we have social man and solitude man. Good, thank you. So, I'm sorry, solitary man. Okay, good, thank you. Solitary man, thank you. So we have social man and solitary man. So remember, the Mechaber suggested earlier that when I have a negative interaction, the best thing to do is to retreat into my personal world. Again, not in an unhealthy way, but to pull back a little bit. And remember again, his raya, his proof to this was what? His proof to this was Adam Rishon, that there are two, Soloveitchik speaks about Adam 1 and Adam 2, but in a very different context. The Mechaber says there's a much simpler Adam 1 and Adam 2. Adam 1 is Adam Rishon before Chava. Adam Rishon as a solitary man, there's no one else around. Versus Adam Rishon then as a husband, Adam Rishon as a father, Adam Rishon as the father of humanity. So the Mechaber suggested that when I encounter life turbulence, sometimes what ends up happening is we get so wrapped up in all the negativity, where what I really need to do is I need to take a step back and withdraw into my solitary world. Again, not forever, not even for protracted periods of time, but just for enough time to disconnect from the negativity so that when I reconnect, I'm not totally enveloped by it. So you would say, maybe if I don't receive enough love, I should withdraw into solitary world. He says, Kimisham ha'ava lo tagia. That's not going to work. Why? Because it's not going to remedy the issue. Because we will say again, if I have a negative interaction, say, well, let's read inside. Klape hargoshos hashlilim im azulas, efshar la'atzia la'adam. When I have a negative social interaction, I could advise the person like this. Tit natek, remove yourself, disengage. Tizaha es atzmicha, Kimitzius shel levad. Identify yourself as a solitary being. Lefachos kizu is mani. Not forever, but just for a little bit, temporary. Vaaz hitnatakta hein mimasha koasim alecho, vehein mimasha atakois alachir. And thereby you've disengaged, you've disconnected from that which others are upset at you about, and from that which you are upset at others about. Hein mima shemekanin bacho. both of those things that you are jealous of and those things that others are jealous of you. Now, in this case, dealing with it by removing yourself, by withdrawing into your personal world, works because you're detaching from the negativity. When a person is lacking love in their life, Rosa, listen to this. If I disengage and live by myself, then what happens? Rosa, if I'm lacking love in life, how do I feel if I'm lacking love? How do I feel? I feel alone. So to go ahead and withdraw into my personal world of solitude just amplifies and reinforces those feelings of aloneness. There's a chiluk, by the way, the Soloveitchik writes about this distinction between aloneness and loneliness, two different states. Sometimes it's good to be lonely. Alone is when a person feels total. So his point over here is that the etza that I gave you before for dealing with difficult life circumstances, i.e. turning from social man to solitary man, is not a good etza here. Because if man who feels unloved retreats into his solitary world, he will simply amplify and reinforce those feelings of lovelessness. Ube'emes. Well, say another great. This is really good stuff. Ube'emes, and in truth, chayim anu ba'olam she'in ba harbi ava. The truth is, we live in a world that doesn't have a lot of love. How so? Ha'ava ha'kayem esas hayom ba'olam. The world in which we live in, beruba hamuchlat hi kemo osa adam she'omer shu ohev dogim. Is a famous mashal. You know, we live in a world when we speak about love, we're like the guy who loves fish. So what happens? He loves fish. Ki adua imu ohev dogim lama hu ochel osa. Right? And we always ask this guy, if you love fish so much, then why do you eat them? You know what you should do? If you go ahead and you love fish so much, you should start a fish conservatory, right? You should go ahead and, create a whole network of organic fish ponds, and you should go ahead and lobby for better rights and better hours and pay raises for fish. You should do whatever you need to do in order to preserve the life of the fish. But you love fish so much that what do? It? You bread it. And you batter it, and you fry it, and you eat it. So he says, sounds good, right? So he says, behechrech she'ohev hu es atzmo v'lo es hadagim. Because the truth is, I don't love the fish. I love myself. Elu dvorim yiduim berurim upshutim. So he says, these things are understood, clear, and pashut. And I will say, we'll stop over here for today. But what the Machaber is pointing out is part of the struggle, and he's going to suggest that many of us struggle with these feelings of not being loved or not being loved enough. And part of that has to do with how we define love. What is the definition? What are we looking for? What's the expectation we have of being loved in this world? Right, we'll stop over here. And Meir Tashami, pick up on Monday.
You ever saw the bumper sticker on those animals? They taste good.
I never saw.
The FDA classified fear is not opening up
on the site?
Yeah, it's not downloading, at least on my.
All right, I'll take a look. Thank you.
So, it's low.